This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. The government today said that India has secured a favorable trade deal with the United States, protecting interest of agriculture and dairy sectors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi this evening, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the trade pact between New Delhi and Washington as historic and forward-looking that places India's national interest at the center. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, and the youth across rural and urban India. He said the deal will benefit many sectors including MSME, textile, gems and jewellery, leather goods and marine goods. Mr. Goyal said under the deal no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमेशा एग्रीकल्चर और डेयरी सेक्टर्स को संभाला है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्टेड द एग्रीकल्चर एंड डेयरी सेक्टर्स एंड सेफ गार्डेड देयर इंटरेस्ट्स. ही हैज कंटीन्यूअसली वर्क टू इंश्योर दैट पीपल इन दीज सेक्टर्स गेट अ ब्राइट फ्यूचर, मोर अपॉर्चुनिटीज एंड इंक्रीज्ड इनकम. इन द US ट्रेड डील एज वेल, इंडियाज सेंसिटिव सेक्टर्स स्पेशली एग्रीकल्चर एंड डेयरी हैव बीन प्रोटेक्टेड.
उनको संरक्षित किया गया है.
India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Mr. Goyal in the media briefing informed that the final details of the trade deal are being worked out and an India-US joint statement will be issued soon. The Commerce and Industry Minister also criticized leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, and other opposition leaders for allegedly misleading and creating confusion among the people regarding the deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said the pact reflects that world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA parliamentary party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. He said the opposition criticized the tariffs, but the government remained patient and the results are now visible. 8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behavior in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Eden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkatesan from CPIM. The House today witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties over various issues including India-China relation and the India-US trade deal. Later, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved a resolution seeking suspension of the 8 MPs for their unruly behaviour and misconduct in the Lok Sabha. The House approved the resolution with a voice vote. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address on commencement of the budget session. Participating in the discussion, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP said the Narendra Modi-led government is working to make India a developed nation by 2047. Congress MP Rajini Ashok Rao Patil said that the president's address does not reflect the ground realities of the country. The discussions remained inconclusive. BJP leader Yumnam Khemchand Singh has been unanimously elected as BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur today. He was elected in the Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi. In a social media post, party's General Secretary and Central Observer appointed for the election of the Legislature Party in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. Mr. Chugh also extended his wishes to Mr. Singh for a successful and impactful tenure. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 7 wickets at Vadodara in Gujarat tonight. Chasing the target of 169 runs, Delhi Capitals made 169 for 3 in 15.4 overs. Earlier put into bat first, Gujarat Giants scored 168 runs, losing 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The winners of this match will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.